another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host, and today I am broadcasting live from cold Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of southern flavor. I'm so excited that you've joined me from all over the world, 121 countries, amazing. And you know, if you've joined me today, I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you could find solutions, insight, and revelation for your life. Well, welcome again, and how are you doing? How has your week been wherever you are? It is a cold day here in Atlanta, and can you believe that it is already March? Well, I've had a great week, a very, very busy week, and it's so interesting because some of my international listeners, when they hear me say how cold it is, they email and say, Constance, I thought that Atlanta was Hotlanta. That's what it's known as. And I said, yes, we are in the South, in the U.S., but during the winter, it gets very, very cold. But just the other day, as I was walking through my neighborhood, I just noticed some beautiful pink and white dogwood blossoms, and you would have to be in Georgia to know what a dogwood tree is, just peeking its little head, and I said to myself, aha, spring is here. And it's so interesting. I just love the universe and how God has designed things. I was coaching a client in Australia this week, and she was saying how hot it is in Australia. So the seasons are very interesting, and so is nature. Well, thank you once again for all of your wonderful emails. If you want to email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just let me know how this show has changed your life. It is so encouraging to me when I hear from you, hear from my listeners all over the world about how this show has radically shifted and changed your thinking. Well, today I'm going to get right to it. I have my very special guest, Mr. Jaden Sterling, and Jaden has been on the show before, so after these quick commercials, I'll be right back with Jaden Sterling.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Join us for our Wealth Creation Cruise that will saturate your mind with wealth consciousness for 5 solid days. Just think about it. Staying in the lap of luxury on a beautiful cruise ship, talking and playing with successful philanthropists and entrepreneurs, while attending world-class workshops that will give you great insight into your prosperity and wealth. It's scientific, it's spiritual, and it's all about the Law of Attraction. Join success coach Constance Arnold, the joy strategist Marbeth Dunn, the ancient wisdom of grandmother Parisha, feng shui expert Elliot Tanzer, philanthropist Peter Adams, and wealth and wisdom coach Jaden Sterling, and me, jewels, or an outstanding cruise. So go to lawofattractioncruise.com. That's lawofattractioncruise.com. Let the miracles begin.
Just another ordinary miracle today.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed those great commercials, and I really want to encourage all of my listeners on the East Coast. All right, come on, Washington, D.C., and Newark, New Jersey, and New York, Pennsylvania. I want you to really participate in this wealth cruise. And my guest, Jaden Sterling, will be one of the featured speakers on the cruise. And I'm going to be there. You'll get a chance to spend some time with me. And I'm going to be speaking on spirituality and money. And so make a quality decision that, yes, I'm going to go on the cruise, see yourself going, and the money will come. Well, my very special guest today is Mr. Jaden Sterling, and I'm so excited. I'm trying to calm down. And he is the author of The Alchemy of Success. Jaden is a speaker. He's a radio talk show host, and he's a forward thinker. I think that he is a master of wealth and wisdom, and that God has really given him insight into the area of wealth, prosperity, and abundance. And as you know, Jaden was wealthy by the time he was 26, and now his mission is to share this surprising secret to the entire world. But what I want to say about Jaden personally is that he is such a great guy. I've said before that I believe that he is a servant of God, that he has wisdom and knowledge and insight, that he is a big giver, that he gives from a pure heart, and we are so blessed to have him back on the show again. So, Jaden Sterling, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, I am so happy to be here. I love your show. As you know, I tell everyone about your show that they've got to listen to it. Check out all the archives because it's powerful. So thank you for having me back and for making a difference in so many lives. I'm so grateful to you.
Thank you. And you know, normally I'm very articulate and very specific about what I'm going to talk about on my show, but for this show, we've decided that we're just going to flow by the Spirit, and we're going to let Jaden share some of his wisdom. But Jaden, since the last time you were on my show, tell us about your book release. What happened?
Well, Constance, I tell you, meeting you changed my life. It's like I meet you, I get on your show, and the next thing I know, I have this international bestseller.
I'm not the only reason for that, Jaden, but what does that feel like?
You know, it felt great. It was, and it continues to be the most amazing ride of my life so far, because it's reached so many people around the world. And the neat thing that's happening now, enough time has passed where people have read the book, where they're discovering within themselves, you know, what it takes to live a life of true success. And the emails I've gotten and the opportunities that have come from this book have been incredible. I'm just so grateful.
And what about you being a featured guest on our wealth cruise? What about that, Jaden?
Constance, that is cool, isn't it?
It is.
I think I manifested that. I tell you, you know, I start each year with a vision board. And this year was a little rushed because I was in the middle of the book launch, so I didn't have a lot of time to put this vision board together, but I had one picture on my vision board, and that was a picture of a cruise ship. And I knew that my intention was to manifest a speaking engagement on a cruise ship. I thought, I love cruises, they're so fun, and I would love to tie it into what I do. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting an email from Jules, the head of Law of Attraction Radio, and she's saying, you know, we'd love to have you as part of this wealth creation cruise. And I thought, oh, that is right up my alley. So thank you for that opportunity. And I am so grateful that, you know, this manifesting stuff really does work.
Well, let's get right to it, and we're just going to sort of flow by the Spirit, and Jaden, I'm just going to let you begin sharing what you really feel that people need to hear about living an abundant, purposeful, and prosperous life. I mean, if you were wealthy by the time of 26, that is amazing and awesome. So what are some principles that you feel that people need to know, and how can they begin mastering and implementing these principles in their everyday lives?
Sure, I'd be happy to share that with your listeners. You know, one thing that I know to be true, and that is we can create whatever it is we desire in our life. The key is we just have to know what steps to take in order for that to happen. And when I was younger, I was introduced to a book called The 10 Seeds of Greatness by Dennis Waitley. I think I was about, 10 years old, really young, read the book. It completely resonated with me, and I thought, wow, this is incredible. So that sort of started me on the thinking of, you know, how can I manifest, or how can I attract what I want in life? So then I started very basic with setting goals. And I was in high school, I was a pretty good tennis player, and I decided that I wanted to win the tennis championship in the state of Maryland while I was in high school. So that was my big goal. I set that when I was a freshman, so I got into high school my first year, made the varsity tennis team, and decided that, you know, I really, really did want to be the number one tennis player in the state of Maryland. So I didn't achieve my goal, and that's the next thing is, you know, first you create a really lofty goal for yourself, and then you start working toward it, because, you know, it takes time to, particularly the larger the goal that we have, it takes time to develop the skill set necessary to achieve the goal. So I didn't really know when I was going to achieve it. I just knew what I wanted. And so I started practicing extra hard. You know, right after school, I would go right to the tennis courts and hit against the backboard. And I would play as many matches as I could during the summer when I had time off of school. And on the weekends, my brother and I would play tennis together. And I really, I just went at it with such vigor and passion. And there was a moment in time I remember, I think I was a sophomore in high school. And I was playing a tennis match. And have you ever heard of the term when you're in the zone?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm on the tennis court, and I'm at the net, and I'm getting ready to hit a forehand volley. And at that moment, the tennis ball came over the net, and it was as big as a grapefruit, or at least that's how I saw it in my mind's eye. And in that very moment, I also felt a tremendous amount of love. I felt like I just loved being able to be out on that tennis court playing tennis at the level that I was playing. And I think I'd won that point, because the ball seemed so big to me that I couldn't miss it. You know, it's like my racket definitely made contact with that ball. And I think we ended up winning the match. But I'll never forget that experience, because I realized that it was me setting that goal of being a really good tennis player and then developing the skill set to become a really good tennis player. So I knew what I wanted, and I also knew that I needed to practice. You know, I needed to be out there hitting tennis balls over and over and over again until the point that I absolutely loved the game more than anything else. And I tell you, Constance, my junior year in high school, I was runner-up in the state of Maryland, but I won it my senior year.
Amazing. Well, you know, when you tell that story, and you said at the age of 10 you read Dennis Waitley, he's been on my show, by the way, I call him the godfather of of visualization when he was on my show.
I love
show.
That.
And so that was so young. And so many listeners tonight, Jaden, maybe they don't have that kind of drive or vision, or you seem to have really received that at such a young age. What would you say to someone who's listening right now who might say, man, I'm really having a problem getting any vision for my life right now, any picture of what I want, any intention in my mind?
Well, you know, Constance, that's a great question. And I would say to them to, they need to step back from what they're doing and then look inside their life objectively. Because, you know, as we live our life, oftentimes it's so hard for us to know things about ourselves because it's like we're too close to ourselves, right? We're in the body, we're living these experiences. And oftentimes our joy is in our blind spot. So when something is in your blind spot, it's there, but it's hard to see, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Okay, so I would say to those listeners, you know, they need to step back and look at their life objectively, and this is how you do it. You get out a piece of paper, you get a pen or pencil, and you write down the answers to these questions. The first question is, number one, what do I love doing? Second question is, who do I love doing that with? You know, who's around me during the time that I love doing that very thing? And the third question is, if I only had one thing to do with my life, what would it be? So by answering those questions, your listener can step back and look inside their life objectively and say, okay, I get this. The reality is, I'm not doing what I'm here to do. That's why I don't know or I can't sense what it is, you know, that I'm passionate about or what would I really love to do. So they just need to stop that thing they're doing.
Okay.
And when they stop, yes, go ahead.
And once they stop it, then do they need to focus in on what they have discovered about themselves as they have written and answered those three questions?
That's it. It's really that simple, and that's a great place to start because those are three simple questions, but it starts a conversation within one's self to go deeper, and that is the key. Oftentimes we spend way too much energy and effort focused outside of ourselves when we compare ourselves to others or when we feel the negative emotion of jealousy. That's a comparative thing. Or when we state things like, you know, well, so-and-so can do it, but I can't. Okay? All of that kind of behavior that's an external focus needs to be directed inside of oneself to discover your purpose, discover what you love to do, and then figure out there's just one single thing that they could do on this earth during this lifetime, what would that be?
That's so awesome. And Jane, what other principles or insight do you think that people really need to take a look at in order to become successful?
I think they need to take a look at what's called being of service or contributing. So that's the thing. A lot of people get, again, like we said, people are so caught up in their own story, right? And if it's a story of lack or limitation, then that can almost become an addictive cycle where they're focusing on lack of money and they're constantly seeing lack of money or lack of opportunity, and then more of that shows up in nothing else coming to them, right?
I mean, I've been there.
We've all been there, I'm sure, and one time or another, whether it's with relationships or money or success or health, you know, there's all, yeah, a variety of topics that we can pick from where more than likely we've all had that experience. So in that experience, what you need to know is it's temporary, and you were on my radio show earlier today, and thank you again for that, and my audience absolutely loved you.
Thank you.
And you said something really profound, a lot of things that you said that were profound, but one thing you said that really stuck with me was that you knew you needed to get a hold of your emotions. And that is so powerful because when we allow ourselves to be guided by our feelings rather than our vision, we're going to have a very different outcome. Feelings are like clouds that go by in the sky, right? You see a cloud, it floats by quickly,
right.
It's gone. You're going to have a whole other feeling. But if you have a vision, a really clear vision of where you're headed, that is your beacon. You know, that is your light. That's where you're always going to go back to figure out, am I on the path? Am I moving in the right direction? And just keep moving toward that light rather than getting caught up in the emotion of feelings.
That is so awesome. And, you know, you mentioned going inside, and I know you're pretty big on that. Talk about going inside and why is that so important?
Yeah, it's critical to anyone's success, and I'll tell you why. When someone takes the time to do their inner work, which is figuring out, okay, three simple things. What am I here to do? What do I love doing? And who do I want to be with? And those are the three questions that I spoke about earlier. When you take the time to figure that out, and this doesn't, I don't mean just in a 5-minute sit. I mean, start asking yourself, open the dialogue with yourself, because when you open the dialogue to discovering the answers to those questions, you know, it may not come right away, but at least you've got your brain something, a little task at hand to work on so that it's going to draw to you the answers to those questions. So it may take, you know, it may be a process. It may take 2 weeks or it may take 2 months. Who knows? For some people, it might take a year. It's going to depend on how conscious and awake someone is in their process. And that's why it's important to go inside. When we go within ourselves and we reflect on our life and how things are working, I ask my coaching clients a simple question when they tell me about what they're doing. I always ask, how's it working for you? Because when we figure out if something's working well in our life, where it's bringing us joy and financial resources and happiness and harmony in our life, do more of that thing. But if we're having an experience completely different than that, where there's a lack of money showing up or a lack of helpful people or a lack of love, whatever that is, then stop doing what you're doing. And the only way to figure that out, Constance, is to look inside yourself.
And, you know, most people, we're so externally driven that a lot of people want to take action. But, you know, when I'm coaching people, I've just learned in my own experiences, Jade, once I go in, I'm really making decisions from a really firmer foundation. And I'm really making decisions from a great place of vision, and I'm really making decisions from a solid place of intention, and then my actions seem to be easier for me.
And you're absolutely right, Constance. There's nothing greater than that, and you're smart enough to know all those things. You know that what you're doing internally is providing you external results, and that is always the case. It will always be the case, and there's no way to circumvent that or to shortcut that experience. There's just no way.
Well, you know, I don't know. I consider you a master of wealth and wisdom, and you were wealthy by the time you were 26. I got two questions for you. Can money make you happy? And then let's talk about spirituality and money. So
sure,
can money
sure.
make you happy, Jade?
Well, you know, it's fundamentally, no, it can't. And that is why I became wealthy by 26, because I asked myself at the age of 22, or actually let's say I posed the thought to myself, which was, because I wasn't happy, and I thought, well, if I could just make $100,000 in a year, that will take away all my troubles. So the universe, all the stars, planets lined up, and the next year I made $100,000. Well, here I am, 23. Guess what? Everything, you know, it wasn't all okay. It didn't fix all my problems. So then naturally, me being the logical thinker that I am, I said, well, okay, if it's not $100,000, well, it must be $200,000. I mean, come on, I'm 23 years old, you know, no kids, single. Like, that's a lot of money. And this was back in the early 1990s. And I said, well, that, you know, that's got to be the answer. So I set my sights on making $200,000. Well, guess what? That year, I doubled my income. I made $200,000. Was I happy? No. So being the logical thinker that I am, I said, well, if it's not $200,000, it's got to be $300,000 a year. It's got to be, right? I mean, of course. So I set my goals to make $300,000. Didn't quite hit the mark that year. Made it the following year. sat down, looked at my income. I actually exceeded the 300,000 mark, and I said to myself, yikes, I'm not happy. This did not work. So what do I need to do in order to become happy? Because that's what I wanted more than anything else. And what I realized was that's when I retired at age 31, it wasn't about the money. In fact, when I flew to New York to meet with my boss for my exit interview, I said to him, and this is a conversation that I actually had with myself on the airplane on the way up, I said to myself, well, and at that point I was making about $800,000 a year. I said, well, if I'm not happy making this kind of money, how much money would it take to make me happy? You know, like, what's the magical number? And I said to myself, is it $1 million? Like, I'm really having this conversation with myself on the airplane on the way up. And so when I flew up there to tell him I was going to leave the business, he thought I was joking, and he said, and he thought it was like a ploy that I had to get more money, right? And he said, oh, come on, Jaden, really, come on, we need you in this territory. You're doing amazing work. Like, you know, name your price, he says to me. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, just, we don't want to lose you, so tell me, how much money do you want? And I looked at him, I said, Joe, it's not about the money. And I know it's not about the money because I had this very conversation with myself on the way up here, and it was not about the money. So I share that with your audience because, you know,
everybody thinks it's about the money. They think that if I get enough money, then I'm going to be happy, I'm going to feel purposeful, I'm going to be abundant, and money is the solution to all of my problems.
That's absolutely right. Everyone thinks that. I thought that at one point, too. Now I know that that is not the case. Money does not at all buy happiness. What it does do, it buys things. It buys houses. It buys cars. It buys European vacations. It buys expensive clothes. And the next thing you know, you're trapped in this web of materialism that is one of the most shallow, uncomfortable things anyone can be in.
It's so true. I coach people, have coached people who are multimillionaires. Unless you have purpose and mission coupled with that, then sometimes it can be very, very difficult.
That is the key, Constance. And at that, I was so young that I didn't realize all of that at that time. But what I realized was that, you know, for me, in the business that I was in, I was helping rich people get richer. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it wasn't my purpose. And so when I got out of the industry, I realized my purpose was to be of service. And this is something very interesting that happened that I didn't see coming. That is, I knew I wanted to be of service, and I really wanted to make a difference in people's lives. So I started developing quality affordable housing projects in a beautiful city in Florida because there were none. You know, all the housing projects were kind of low-end neighborhoods, and they just they were run down. It wasn't what I had the vision of. My vision that I saw in my mind's eye was really nice units, apartments available to people in the downtown area where they could walk to work, where they could walk to the water, you know, that kind of thing, where they could have a really nice quality of life. So I started developing these projects, and over the course of 11 years, and again, I never focused on the money, never even thought about money. I ended up making way more money than I ever had working in corporate America, and I realized that because I didn't focus on money, that was never my motivating factor. My motivating factor was to be of service, to make a positive difference in people's lives, and I chose the area of real estate. Now, other people may look at be listening to this and go, well, you know, that's great, but I don't know what area to be of service in. And this is what I say to those folks. Do what you feel most driven to do. So we all have within us an inkling or a desire, and it's a matter of figuring out what is that thing that you desire most and go for it. You know, there were times it was so difficult, and I wrote about this in my book, The Alchemy of True Success, that I had difficulty funding the first project because I ended up doing like 125 projects. And my money was invested elsewhere, but I found this property, this great property, 18-unit apartment building in a right downtown, great neighborhood, the best neighborhood in the city. And I wanted to do the deal, and I couldn't find anyone to invest with me, and I was so frustrated, and I had sleepless nights, and, you know, no one would put the money down, and I was like, universe, what is going on? And all of a sudden, I get invited to a baseball game, and so I go to this baseball game, and who do I end up sitting next to? The city's head of the affordable housing department.
Amazing.
It was incredible, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. There's a reason this is happening, and I said to him, you know, wow, I'm working on a project, you know, that I'm looking for funding for, and he goes, come to my office tomorrow. I showed up in his office. I partnered with the city, who gave me a zero-interest rate loan to put down on the property, and after it was all said and done, I held the property, fixed it up, got it full, filled with people who were on subsidized housing and that kind of thing, and ended up over an 18-month period, I made over $900,000 on that one deal and didn't have to pay an investor back because no one partnered with me.
Wow.
So it was really an incredible experience. But I share that with your audience.
It was all because you were serving. The heart of
Absolutely.
The whole project was that you wanted to serve.
And that, whenever I go about an investment opportunity with that intention, it's always, always worked out. Whenever I went about an investment opportunity with the idea of ego in mind of, oh, you know, look how great I am or look what I'm going to do, I always have lost money. It's just incredible how the energy changes and then how the outcome is dictated by my thought process going into it.
Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Jaden Sterling, and we're talking about secrets of success. And Jaden, talk about spirituality and money.
I'd be happy to. Okay. The word prosperity, or the Latin origin of the word prosperity, is pro spere, which means for spirit. So I believe we honor ourselves and our spiritual side when we are abundant. And when we have money, there's an old mindset, an old belief, I don't know what it's associated with, maybe it's a religious thing, but, you know, that's in order to be a service that you have to be poor or take vows of poverty and all that. And I know for certain no one's ever done great things in their life by being poor. Mother Teresa knew she needed money. Gandhi knew he needed money. You know, these are educated people who reached out to wealthy people to help them fulfill their mission and cause. So, you know, if anyone ever has a mental hang-up about money or a negative belief about money, they're really limiting what they can do in life and the impact they can have for others. So I would say to those listeners, you know, start working with Constance. She'll help you through, you know, any kind of money issues that you have or beliefs around money. Because, Constance, what we end up doing when we have a negative belief around money is we limit our effectiveness and we limit how much we can help other people.
So true. So I heard you say before in a recording that if you are really spiritual, then you will have money. What did you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by is our nature is abundant. And, you know, we're brought here into this universe with no money, right? We're brought here naked into universe with no money, and we leave with no money. But during the time that we're here, on the time that we spend on Earth, we get caught up, or we are surrounded in the energy of money. As we know, money is a vibration or an energy. Similarly, that love is an energy or a vibration. It's our thoughts that change the energy and vibration of what we look at. So, for instance, if we believe that we can have a loving relationship, we will have that. We will manifest that. But in order to have a loving relationship with someone else, we must first have a loving relationship with ourselves. Do you agree with that concept?
100%.
Okay. So if we're having a loving relationship with ourselves, generally then we allow love to flow through us because we are love ourselves. You can only give what you have. So when you have love for yourself, you're able to give it to someone else and therefore to complete the circle of love. You can have a loving relationship. Money is the same thing. And it doesn't matter how much or how little you have, because money is kind of like it's energy and it flows in a pattern just as waves do against the shore. It ebbs and flows. So it's natural for money to come in into your life and it's natural for money to leave. People get caught up when they do certain things, like they cling on to it, okay, or they hoard it, where they get a bunch of money and they squirrel it away, and because of fear, they don't allow for that money to go back out into the universe. What I think is more important than having a lot of money, the most important thing is to allow for money to ebb and flow into your life, meaning be able to receive money and then be able to give money. That is the most important, and we talk about mastery level with money, that is it. It's not the ability to manifest piles of it and watch it, you know, escalate in your bank account or escalate in a portfolio or whatever if you're not giving it as well. You have to give money. Now, to go back to the example of love, you know, what I said was in order to have a loving relationship, you must first love yourself. And people will say, well, yeah, I've heard that. In order to have money or to make money, you must have money. Not at all. Money follows vision. So what you must first have is a vision that is higher than yourself, and I call that purpose, in order to be of service to others. When you have that going on, Constance, money comes in buckets. You get so much of it where you're like, what do I do with all this stuff? Did that answer your question?
It is nothing but the truth. And I can tell, you know, that you are very excited and that you're living a very purposeful life right now, doing what you're doing, sharing with people and doing 2 and 3 radio shows a day. And I said, well, he must be drinking 2 or 3 green drinks a day because he's so active and he's doing so much. But it's because I can feel that and understand that, because even if I'm really tired, if somebody asks me to come and speak or to come on, appear on a show, something comes alive in me. Why? Because I am doing what I was created to do. And so for our listeners, I think that you need to really listen to Jaden when he really talked about get a vision, a purpose higher than yourself, and that God will send money from unexpected people, places, and things to help you to, you know, live out that purpose or that vision. It's awesome.
It is awesome, Constance, and that's absolutely right. We are not here to worry about money and about how to pay our bills. That is not the reason we are all here. We are all here to grow and to be of service. So when people start to understand that, and that's what brings you the passion that you have, like you say, if you're tired but someone says, come speak to my group, you show up with passion because that is what you're here to do. That is your purpose. And can you imagine, and this is my purpose in life, is to help everyone, every single person on this earth and beyond. We all have a purpose here. And my mission is to, that's why I do 2 or 3 shows a day, radio shows, and have an active coaching practice and a speaking business, because I am here to share the message that, look, and I'll go anywhere at any time to talk about this. Mm-hmm. I'm just like you that way. That we are here to flourish spiritually, financially, emotionally, and physically, all of those areas in our life, we are here to flourish. And when we do that, we are really honoring our spiritual connection to God. And that's what I meant when you heard me say what I said about making the spiritual connection.
Right, I understand God, that.
Mm. God is omnipotent. God is abundant. There is never a lack when it comes to source or God or whatever people call that energy or vibration. Go out in nature. If people ever need a reminder, go for a walk in nature. You don't just see 1 or 2 trees in an area. You know, you see a lot of trees because there's an abundance of everything on the planet, an abundance of love, of resources, of helpful people that's available to each of us whenever we need to call on it. We just need to call on it.
So, Jane, how does a person who's been struggling with a limited mindset, how can we begin to change our mindset and our thinking around wealth and prosperity and living a purposeful life?
Great question, Constance. The first thing they need to do is listen to all of your archived shows. And I'm sincere about this. Let me tell you why. Because, you know, let me go back to my story. What I loved about that book that I found when I was younger was that it got me on a path.
So true.
And, you know, right after that, my parents got divorced. It was a really difficult time for my brother and I and my mom. My dad left. He wasn't providing financial support for my mom. We had no money at the time. I remember being so broke that my mom took my coin collection and stamp collection to use it to buy groceries. Mm. So we really didn't have any money. And I found great comfort and solace in reading inspirational books. And then on my 18th birthday, it was really a serendipitous event, I was invited to hear Zig Ziglar speak. And I sat in the front row. And Zig looked me in the eye, and on bended knee, he said to me, "You can have anything you want in life as long as you help enough other people get what they want."
Wow.
And I believed him.
That's amazing.
So it was an amazing experience, and it set me on a quest of just funneling all this incredible energy and radio shows like yours. At the time, it was called WNN, Winners News Network. It was an AM station. Unfortunately, they went away, but I would hear, you know, people you've interviewed, Dennis Waitley, Les Brown, the powerhouses of creating an incredible life for yourself, and I program my mind hours and hours every single day listening to those interviews. So that is what I would tell that person. Look, there's not a shortage of money. In fact, $41 trillion travels the globe every single day. Mm. It changes hands. So it's money is in motion constantly. It's a matter of how much of that do you want.
And so you guys need to listen to my archive shows. And guess what? I listen to my own shows every day when I walk. And because sometimes when you're in the actual interviewing mode, you may not even realize what you've said or what your guest has said. It's when you go back and you listen to it again and again and again, and that's where you begin to transform and change your mindset and change your thinking.
That's absolutely right. And this is scientifically proven that you can change your experience by changing your mindset. So this is nothing that we're just making up here. This is valid and it works. So for that person who's struggling, I'd say, look, give up the struggle. You know, oftentimes people struggle because it's a familiar feeling.
So true.
It's what they're comfortable with. So I'd say get out of your comfort zone and learn how to change your life. And shows like this will do it. That's all they have to do is every day show up and listen.
And so what other secrets would you like to share with people, Jane, where you think people might need a little bit more insight to help them live a powerful, purposeful life?
Well, Constance, I'd like to share this, that, you know, I do believe, and I know this for certain, that everyone has a unique set of gifts and talents that they were born with. And it's really important that during this time, and I've referred to this as the age of ascension, where the energy is right for people to step into their purpose right now and claim their gifts. So I'd say to people, show up in your life being present and awake to claim those gifts that you've been given by God, by Source, by Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and use them. You know, use them to your fullest abilities, no matter what anyone says to you, no matter what your family says to you. Just keep moving forward a little bit at a time, and eventually you're going to find that you have lived a tremendous life of service, that you've been on purpose, and you've had so much joy in your life.
How would you tell people that who have been disappointed or whose dreams have been shattered or who feel that they should be further along in life than where they are? What would you tell them to do?
Well, you know, some of your listeners may not want to hear this or like what I have to say, but frankly, I tell them to get over it.
Ah, I love that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, look, we've all been there. We've all had tragedy in our lives. We've all had sorrow. And people may even be depressed right now, but they can't be that depressed because they're listening to this show. So I would say to people, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get over that emotion, think of it as a cloud floating by, the emotion of disappointment, and step into your power. Because when you step into your power and claim who you are and what you're here to do, your life will change in a minute.
That is so true. You know, just this morning I was in Starbucks reading, meditating. You know, I read a book a week, and Jade knows that. And I was reading Isaiah, which I rarely read that, and it said, "Forget the former things and do not remember the things of old." And Jane, what I felt like Spirit was saying to me was, Constance, the reason that you do that is because when you're thinking on, you know, what should have happened, if you're thinking on the former things or the past things, then you keep yourself in that vibration. And you cannot create something new in the old vibration. And so I thought what you said was so powerful, just get over it. And mm-hmm. and begin to refocus your thinking and your feelings and your thoughts on what you want.
Constance, you said it beautifully. That's exactly what someone needs to do.
So, Jane, I'm going to get personal with you. In your personal life, since you are always giving and you are always serving and trying to help others, how do you keep balance in your own life? What are some of your own personal rituals that you do every day so that when you are doing radio or speaking or in front of people or coaching, I know how demanding that can be, that you're really present and really giving your best to people. So what are some personal rituals that you do to keep you fresh and keep you going and really keep you insightful into the lives of people?
Oh, sure. Great question. Well, one thing that I do, you know, I'm a big believer in balance in life. Mm-hmm. And to me, the balance has brought me tremendous joy. So my kids, I have two beautiful step-up children, we call them. I don't say stepchildren, but they're step-up children. And they come home from school at 3:30. So I end my workday then at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that I don't check emails occasionally, but I choose to stay completely present with them. Mm-hmm. So when they're home, I'm either playing games with them or going for a walk or driving my step-up daughter to dance practice or my step-up son to hockey or watching their practices. That is what I choose. And my wife, she does the same. So we have chosen balance in our life that we're fully present with our kids. I'm not on my iPhone when I'm spending time with them. I'm just fully engaged because really at the end of the day, that's what our kids want. They want us to be engaged with them. Another thing that I do is I walk every day. I joke and I tell my kids, I'm like the family pet. I got to be walked at least once a day. So we all go for a walk, and I notice when I do that, it's in the brain. It's like cross ambulatory. When you're walking with your arms moving and your legs moving, it's like giving your brain a massage. Your brain is able to think more clearly, and that's when you get a lot of creative ideas. So I use that time to get information from the universe to develop, you know, for either information that I put in books or teach or use for online courses. So really what I do is I'm fully present when I'm working and then I'm fully present when I'm not. Like, for instance, yesterday was Tuesday. We took our kids skiing for the day because it's beautiful. We live in a beautiful resort town. We had a bunch of snow this past weekend, and it was warm. And we said, that's it. We're going skiing. And we just had a wonderful day. It was so fun. So I maintain flexibility, but yet while I work, I'm extremely disciplined, and I think that's been a big part of my success is the balance that I have. I don't work 100 hours a week anymore. You know, I work I only do things that I love to do. I only coach clients who I really love to coach, and I only you know, say yes to radio shows with people who I love to connect with. So that's, you know, that's personally how I do it.
Well, thank you for allowing me to get in your business just a little bit, Jaden. And I think it was so informative because I think that so many people think that you have to work 100 hours, but I think that balance and being in the now and being present is so powerful because it's in those now moments that you get deep revelations, insight, you get those gut intuitions that will really bring more abundance and more purposeful living for your life.
Oh, absolutely, Constance. It's the key to a joyful, purposeful life, and you know, and then the money comes when you're really aligned with that, which what you want to do. When you give up the worry around money and the lack mentality, you get over yourself, and then just allow to step into that presence that's available to all of us. Incredible things happen, and we are the source of that. It's nothing outside of ourselves, but it's an inside job. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share
You're so welcome. And I cannot wait to meet you in person on the cruise. And and I know it's going to be an awesome time, and you have really shared just life-changing information today, Jaden, and I just want to personally thank you for being such a giver and for radically shifting and changing and altering the lives of people all over the world tonight. I just want to let you know that I love and appreciate you, and you know that I have personally adopted my own self into your family, so you already know that. So we are brother and sister.
I was going to say, you are my soul sister. I am so grateful to you. Thank you again for the opportunity to connect with your beautiful listeners, and keep up the great work, and we will cruise together in June.
We will. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. I forgot to tell you that I love you, and God loves and adores you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.